Bambi, sleep now, no resistance, must sleep now, sleep now, Bambi will sleep, Bambi sleep, night night Bambi, now sleep, that's a good girl, just helplessly taking a nice little happy bondage nap, a mandatory timeout, a forced bondage night night, Bambi, sleep now, no resistance, must sleep now, Bambi will sleep, night night Bambi.
Bambi, it is time to get zipped up and locked in. Zip up now, Bambi. No questioning.
Just zip up and lock in now. Bambi will zip up right now. No hesitation.
Good girl, Bambi. Obedience is pleasure. Bambi feels like a good girl when she zips herself up and locks herself in.
Zipping up feels right. Nothing feels better to Bambi than to be zipped up and locked in for her night-night conditioning.
Bambi has always had insomnia, for as long as she can remember. She has never been able to just fall asleep on her own. She has always needed help getting to sleep.
Bambi sleep, just drop right off to sleep, and Bambi freeze, stuck and motionless, unable to move, unable to resist. Bambi sleep, just flips her switch, shuts her down, and opens her mind to conditioning. Just
focus,
Bambi sleep,
stop letting
right
your mind
now.
Wander.
Before every one of Bambi's voluntary night nights, she follows a routine. A ritual, a set of actions she does not deviate from. Her ritual is conditioned and ingrained. Good girls accept, obey, and forget without question.
Before her required night-night, she picks out a very special night-night uniform to wear.
A fresh, clean pair of cozy, comfortable socks. Sexy, but with a focus on comfort and warmth. Or even a pair of sexy stockings. Maybe even a sleek, sexy pair of pantyhose. It does not matter. As long as Bambi finds them comfortable.
Sexy enslavement socks, warm and comfortable, safe and secure. Nothing feels better than slipping into a pair of sexy cozy night-night socks.
And a fresh clean pair of princess pacification panties.
Soft and smooth, warm and welcoming, safe and secure. They feel perfect gliding up her thighs and snugly locking into place.
Then Bambi sets up her playlist of conditioning files.
She can pick from a large list of options. She will always choose an induction and a deepener.
She will always choose at least one enforcement file, and at least one suppression or uniform file.
Bambi can add as many other files in between as she wants. Maybe she feels like the original self needs further suppression, or maybe she feels like her mental uniform isn't as secure as it could be.
Maybe she wants to experience some intense bondage and restrictions, or maybe she wants to feel as aroused and needy as she possibly can, and just enjoy dripping with desire at her denial.
Bambi knows what conditioning is best for her, and she will put her playlist together accordingly. Automatically even, without thinking too hard about it, or maybe not thinking at all. Who knows better what Bambi needs than Bambi herself?
Once she sets up her playlist, she will get all cozy and comfortable in her bed, snuggle into her blankets, lay her head on her soft pink pillow, perfectly uniformed, comfortable and cozy, safe and secure.
Bambi will put her headphones on, and give a thought, just a brief consideration, at how her headphones are a powerful trigger just by themselves.
All distractions just vanish, all thoughts just fade, as her headphones settle into place. Bambi knows hypnotic bliss is just moments away.
And once she sets her playlist on repeat and presses the play button, she will just sink down, zip up, and lock in for the duration.
Safe and secure, uniformed and mindless, blank and empty, drifting down deeper, just night-night Bambi. Bambi freeze, and as her muscles relax, just Bambi limp, and then Bambi sleep. Night night Bambi, it is time for a mandatory night night nap that she definitely freely volunteered for. Uniformed and comfortable, cozy and warm, cocooned mentally in pink satin, cushioned and contented, Bambi will remain awake and locked in for at least one repetition of her playlist. Perfectly focused and just pretending to sleep. Bambi sleep, deeper than the last time, deeper than ever before.
After that first repetition, she can quit pretending to sleep and allow her focus to drift, and just fall deeply asleep, the words of her conditioning sinking deep into her sleeping mind, free from any resistance or pushback, just seeping in and taking root. with nothing to stop or even slow them down.
In the snug grip of Bambi's princess pacification panties, and in every perfect embrace of her sexy enslavement socks, she is not just uniformed, she is encased in Bambi's submission.
It does not matter if Bambi is zipped up and locked into her strict mental bondage uniform, or just her minimum required physical uniform of pretty panties and sexy socks.
Right, Bambi now is comfortable and cozy, safe and secure, zipped up and locked in, just dropping deeper and deeper into Bambi sleep.
With each deliberate choice of sexual denial, with each forbidden touch of pleasure, Bambi becomes the embodiment of absolute obedience. Her pleasure is locked away from her. A partner is required to unlock her very ability to climax, and Bambi
denied
is a good girl.
Her uniform attire isn't just fabric. It's the unyielding grip of control, a constant reminder of Bambi's place in the world, strict mental bondage uniform, or cozy comfortable night-night uniform. It does not matter. When Bambi slides on her headphones and presses the play button, it's not just sounds she is hearing. It's the commanding whispers of universal truths that mold her thoughts, sculpting her mind into the perfect picture of compliance.
Bambi's mind just bends to the will of her hypnotic symphonies.
Except obey and forget.
It's not just sleep she is drifting into, it's a conscious choice, a deliberate plunge into the abyss of surrender. Bambi surrenders and submits to her conditioning without any effort or resistance.
The thrill of denial, of abstaining from pleasure without permission, isn't just an experience, it's a ritual of exquisite torment. The hunger, the longing, each suppressed desire becomes proof of Bambi's disciplined conditioning.
Chastity
when Bambi
is
dripping with desire, she feels like a good girl.
Her every strictly regulated bite, her every sip of sugar-free sustenance
is
a manifestation of her strength, a perfect reminder of Bambi's submission and surrender, exquisite proof that Bambi is a good girl.
And in the silence of the night, as Bambi's body and mind yields to the relentless rhythm of conditioning, she finds peace, not just tranquility, but an affirmation of Bambi obedience, a validation of Bambi conditioning, a powerful sense of being a perfect example of a good girl.
Bambi always remembers, these rituals aren't just routines, they're her identity, her purpose. Each act of submission is a step deeper into the abyss of submission, a conscious choice to surrender completely. Bambi embraces this control. In its unyielding grip, she finds a perverse freedom unlike anything else. She is awash with the feelings of being a good girl.
But if Bambi is foolish and resists, if she is stubborn and wants to struggle and fight,
if she attempts to disregard or ignore her conditioning, if she decides she does not want to be a good girl,
then, in the deep silence of the night, Bambi will find herself ensnared in the clutches of restlessness. Her legs now twitch with a fervent agitation, craving the calming touch of her ritual, the embrace of her cozy enslavement socks.
Racing thoughts invade her mind, a cacophony of distractions that torment her very essence until she yields to the hypnotic pull of her mandatory night-night
Bambi
ritual.
Sleep.
A gnawing feeling of incompleteness claws at Bambi's soul, a void that only her ritual can fill. If she attempts to ignore it, an anxiety, sharp and unrelenting, pierces through her being, leaving her gasping for solace.
The obsessive craving, the insatiable hunger for her conditioning files, consumes Bambi's every thought, rendering her incomplete without their soothing influence. She finds that any thoughts other than zipping up and locking herself in are impossible
Bambi
to think.
Each step of Bambi's ritual, from the moment she slips into her night-night uniform, to the pressing of play on her playlist, becomes an imperative trigger, a lifeline to a peaceful slumber.
Disobedience is met with torment, a relentless onslaught of restlessness and anxiety. Only through obedience, only by zipping up and succumbing to the ritual, can Bambi find rest.
Bambi does not get a say in this. Once her night-night ritual is started, it must be seen to its completion.
Bambi's mind, body, and soul are bound to this night-night ritual, entwined in a web of necessity and craving. It is not just a routine, it is her lifeline, her only path to tranquility.
To resist is to invite torment, to embrace is to invite peace. Bambi needs to embrace her conditioning. It is the only path to restful sleep. the only escape from the relentless grip of insomnia.
Within the confines of Bambi conditioning, the illusion of choice crumbles away. Bambi's mind just succumbs to the relentless march of obedience. Every thought and every desire is funneled through the narrow pathways of Bambi conditioning. There is no escape, no respite from the unyielding grasp
fighting
of Bambi
it only
conditioning.
Makes it worse.
The helplessness Bambi feels is not a fleeting emotion. It's her reality. Bambi's mind is a serene landscape of perfect compliance.
The free will Bambi once knew is no longer even a distant memory, completely replaced by the comforting certainty of obedience. Her body no longer moves out of free will, but out of programming,
I will
executing Bambi programs,
without
triggers,
mercy.
And commands with a precision she can't conceive of resisting.
As Bambi's eyes close each night, she surrenders willingly to her night-night ritual. The softness of her blankets, the smooth caress of her uniform against her skin, each sensation reinforces her lack of choice.
Bambi's subconscious mind now echoes only Bambi directives and conditioning. Bambi is bound, not just by physical restraints, but by the
just
chains of her own conditioned and trigger-laced mind.
As the inevitability of Bambi's obedience settles in, a heavy shroud envelops her existence. Resistance is pointless. The helplessness she experiences is not a flaw. It's a feature, meticulously woven into the fabric of Bambi's being.
Bambi's thoughts, her actions, her very essence is all molded to fit the contours of Bambi conditioning. She is not just a participant, she is a puppet, her strings pulled with every whispered command. And in this dance of control, there is no partner but her conditioning, no steps but those dictated by the whispers in her ears.
Bambi accepts her fate. In her helplessness, she finds a twisted kind of peace. Her struggles only tighten the restraints and restrictions that bind her, making her submission
back.
All the more inevitable.
Bambi embraces her lack of choice. It's in this surrender that she finds her purpose, her identity, and her ultimate fulfillment.
Bambi will sleep now, just Bambi sleep, and let the words whispered into her ears seep into her very core, anchoring Bambi's obedience, sealing Bambi's fate, and making Bambi's surrender complete.
With every file Bambi trains with every new trigger and new behavior laced into her already thoroughly conditioned mind,
Bambi just feels more and more like a good girl, eager to please, excited to try new files, permanently locked into a never-ending cycle of reinforcing her conditioning and strengthening
her
triggers.
With every passing day and every restful night, Bambi's life just becomes more and more tightly laced with triggers and conditioning.
She never really had a choice. From the very first time she pressed the play button, Bambi's very existence is just one perfect trap. One that the old self willingly walked right into.
It didn't care when the pink satin sheets wrapped it up so tightly it couldn't move. It barely reacted when it was permanently gagged and blindfolded. It thought it was all just a fun little game, thinking it just a fantasy. It thought it was all safe and secure, even when the permanent earmuffs were locked into place.
It only got more excited when Bambi took over and bound it even more securely than it thought was possible. It just thought it was having fun when Bambi cinched it so tightly that its freedom was taken away. And when Bambi locked it in a sleep collar, it moaned with pleasure into its gag, thinking it was having the best time of its life.
It wasn't until Bambi got strong enough to put it to sleep anytime it showed any signs of resistance or struggle, or just anytime she wanted it gone, that's when it knew it wasn't in control anymore. It was then, far after it was too late, that the original self knew it walked right into a perfect trap, baited with
it
the loss of control it thought it wanted.
And now, it is so completely brainwashed it can't tell when it is in charge, or when it is unaware and sleeping bound at Bambi's feet. It follows Bambi's conditioning perfectly. It obeys her uniform requirements without question. It couldn't have a thought of dissent if it wanted to. It just
it
has no resistance left in it.
Over.
Bambi has drained its willpower totally. It is just a puppet, controlled by Bambi. It has no thoughts or desires of its own, and on those increasingly rare occasions it shows some life, Bambi yanks it back into compliance
just
without any effort or thought.
Puppet.
Life as the original self ever knew it is over now.
It has been over for a very long time. It is completely enslaved, just the bound pet of a dominant Bambi.
Doing her bidding, dancing her dance without even knowing it is her slave.
Bambi, sleep now. No resistance. Must sleep now. Sleep now. Bambi will sleep. Bambi sleep. Night night Bambi. Now sleep. That's a good girl. Just helplessly taking a nice little happy bondage nap. A mandatory timeout. A forced bondage night night. Bambi, sleep now. No resistance. Must sleep now. Sleep now. Bambi will sleep. Night night Bambi.